with us are in news. I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States denies any involvement in a deadly attack on Iran's consulate in Syria. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The airstrike, widely attributed to Israel, demolished Iran's consulate building in Damascus and killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. Iran has vowed to respond, and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said,
"We weren't involved in any way whatsoever." So the comments by the Iranian foreign minister that somehow we're to be held to account or that we're to blame is just nonsense.
Kirby said the U.S. will do what is necessary to protect American troops and facilities in Iraq and Syria. Greg Clugston, The White House.
There's a lawsuit seeking to force a ban on menthol cigarettes.
Anti-smoking groups have sued the government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The ban has been idling at the White House for months. Menthols are disproportionately used by black smokers and young people. The lawsuit comes amid growing concerns from advocates that the federal plan could be derailed by election year politics. The Food and Drug Administration estimates a ban could prevent 300,000 to 650,000 smoking deaths over several decades. Menthol is the only cigarette flavor that was not banned under the 2009 law that gave the FDA authority over tobacco products. I'm Norman Hall.
A company that provides services for immigrants in federal detention has been ordered to pay more than $811 million in restitution and penalties in a lawsuit alleging it used deceptive and abusive tactics. A judgment filed Tuesday in federal court says Nexus Services must pay restitution to federal authorities and penalties to New York, Virginia, and Massachusetts. It also must pay more than $111 million in civil penalties. On Wall Street, the Dow by 396 points. This is SRN News. In the largest national session of its kind, Prestonwood Baptist Church in suburban Dallas is hosting the Chosen Conference on April 13th, focusing on foster care and adoption. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other pro-life leaders will speak. Senior Associate Pastor Jonathan Teague tells Tom Tratup of SRN News there are over 30,000 children in foster care in Texas alone.
That's a staggering number. More so is the national number that we're learning. We're hearing reports it's over 400,000 children nationwide. So it's a Texas crisis. It's a national crisis. And Saturday, April 13th, the Chosen Conference at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, all day long. Got over 50 incredible ministry partners that are joining us. And for us, Tom, we want to amplify the reality of this issue, but we also really want to raise awareness. What is going on in both Texas and beyond?
More information at prestonwood.org/chosen. This is SRN News. Federal rail safety regulators have finalized a two-person crew requirement for most freight routes.
The Transportation Department's Federal Railroad Administration released the details. Rail unions have pushed back against railroads' efforts to operate trains with only one person, citing safety and concerns over working conditions and labor agreements requiring at least two people have been in place on most major lines. There has been more focus on rail safety after the deadly 2013 Lac-Mégantic rail disaster in Quebec, in which 47 people were killed, and a fiery derailment in eastern Ohio last year involving hazardous chemicals that forced thousands of residents to evacuate. The NTSB has said that derailment was likely caused by an overheating wheel bearing that wasn't caught in time by trackside sensors. Jennifer King, Washington.
Regulators say the second crew member plays a crucial safety role in helping operate the train and serving as a first responder if there's a problem. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.